Secretary of State Colin Powell joins foreign ministers from the other permanent UN Security Council members in Geneva this Saturday to discuss Iraq. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called the meeting to resolve differences over a new UN resolution circulated by the Bush administration. Its aim is to stabilize Iraq and provide more international support for the U.S.-led operation there, including troops and money. At least two permanent Security Council members are dissatisfied with the resolution, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
France and Russia both say the draft resolution does not go far enough in terms of giving the United Nations more authority in Iraq or in restoring sovereignty to the Iraqi people. Both nations have veto power on the Council. At a news conference yesterday in New York, Kofi Annan said he would be willing for the UN to take over political reconstruction in Iraq, as it has in other post-conflict situations.
The UN Special Representative has often led that process. And if the member states, by coming together to deal with Iraq, want to see that model, whether the model of Afghanistan, Kosovo, or East Timor, these are all on discussions on the table, and UN has had a good experience in these areas.
But Secretary of State Colin Powell told reporters yesterday the Bush administration is not willing to transfer authority in Iraq from the U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer to the United Nations.
I think the U.N. should play a role, but should it play the only role to the exclusion of what the Coalition Provisional Authority has been doing and needs to continue doing in the future? No, that I couldn't agree to, because I don't think it's in a position to do so.
Powell says the United States is working closely with the Iraqi Governing Council. He notes that the draft resolution put forward by the United States asked the Iraqi Council to come up with its own plan for the political transition.
There's no reason that Ambassador Bremer and the Secretary General's representative cannot work together to help the Governing Council come up with that plan for submission to the Security Council.
A Security Council diplomat who asked not to be identified says some European members of the Council are concerned that Bremer basically will dictate the terms of the transition, whether it's the language of a new constitution or steps toward free elections. But there seems to be a spirit of compromise within the Council, and Kofi Annan says he is optimistic about finding a solution. Powell, too, holds out the possibility of producing a resolution with strong and perhaps unanimous support. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.